joined by Declan Boyle here. Declan, the first two stages completed. I think you had a stall, did you, at the start of Knockalla? How was the morning?
I did. I had a stall again at the start of Knockalla. Just trying to find this bloody launch and get it right. Take it a wee bit of time. But other than that, we would have been probably on Donna's time there. So it's not too bad.
How did the first stage sit? Because it's a wee bit tighter than what Knockalla is.
It is. The car's nervous, so I can't let it hang into corners. So I need to be careful because she would skate off the road. So there's only so much you can do with it until I change these springs.
Run on the service. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Declan.
Thank you. Thanks, Ozzy.
There you go, Declan Boyle there. We're live as the cars come in to service after 8 stages. Declan Boyle doing the time, of course, as Chris told you, 10.06.4, some 10 seconds slower than Gary Jennings. Unfortunately, we just missed Gary and indeed Donna Kelly, but the advantage at the top for Jennings is now out to around 24 seconds or so. We'll just try and get some more reaction to see Tyrone man Seamus Leonard just pulling up beside us. Seamus, you had a disappointing start to the day with a puncture.
Yeah, bad start, like, for sure. That's Saturday morning in Donegal for you, like, so that's... That's the way it goes, like, sir. It's a long way to the end yet, so we'll just keep fighting back now.
How did you find Knockalla in there?
Aye, Knockalla was very, very good. I saw it was. I enjoyed the stage. I like about some pieces that I need to get more committed at just, but other than that, I enjoyed the stage.
You'll be back on the pace then for the next couple.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Good man. Seamus Leonard from Oman with John McCafferty sitting on board. We told you yesterday, of course, that John is doing his 34th international rally, and unfortunately for Seamus Leonard earlier this morning, he did of course have that puncture where he lost the guts of a minute or so, which dropped him a couple of places in the standings on the international side of the venue, down to about 6th or 7th, and that time for Leonard earlier today, we're just checking here in Knockalla, he did of course have that puncture on the first one, but he did manage to get back on the pace with a 10 minute and 12 second run. Was it 12 minutes? 10 minutes, 12 second run through Knockalla. And Seamus Leonard looking to get back on the pace again. What we'll do is just give you those times. Gary Jennings, of course, was the fastest with 9 minutes 56 seconds. Dead a blistering run by Jennings. It's been a blistering performance by the 2012 champion. We expected for him to try and hit the rest of the field hard this morning. That's what he's done on Gary Gort. And then, of course, he's followed that up with another good time on Knockalla to take his advantage at the top of the standings, unofficially, as we see it, out to around 24 seconds over Donna Kelly. Donna Kelly has had problems. He had a problem on the first stage where they were checking the back driver's side wheel, and obviously a brake problem in the car. He was a bit off the pace in there in Knockalla too. Declan Boyle still learning the fantastic look on Wee Fiesta. He's still getting to grips with it, but he's putting up reasonable times. He's keeping the pace from the leaders. 10 minutes 6.4 for it was Boyle in there in Knockalla, and as we told you, Seamus Leonard, 10 minutes 12.8. Derek McGarty, 10 minutes 18.2 for Derek McGarty, so Leonard's starting to crawl back some of that time that he lost this morning. He did, Derek McGarty, this is, did have a slow puncture. We're waiting on the Mark IIs just to arrive here at service, and Manus Kelly took a lot of time out of the rest of the competitors. Manus, of course, inherited the lead earlier today when Gary McPhillips unfortunately went off on stage 7. Thankfully, both himself and Paul Sheridan are OK following that crash. Manus inherited the lead, and 10 minutes 32 seconds for Manus on Knockalla. And then we have Brian Brogan, 10 minutes 40.8, and Adrian Hetherington, 10 minutes 38.2. One of the other Ford Fiestas has just arrived into control here as they go into the service area. Tony McDade is the from Derry, of course, the navigator with Darrow Reardon. Tony, there was, you had a few problems with the car yesterday. Things starting to sort itself out today?
Well, we're getting there slowly and surely, Oisin. We're getting there, but we're kind of in a race by ourselves today. We're more in a development rally than anything else. Yeah. So we'll keep working. We'll not give up.
How'd you find Knockalla in there?
Knockalla is always a challenge. It doesn't suit the new 1600 cars, you know. It'd be nice to have a Subaru for in there.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day. The best of luck. Thank you. Darrow Reardon, of course, from County Cork, and Tony McDade, of course, from Derry. Manus Kelly, the national leader, has just arrived into service. Manus, you had a good run on there in Knockalla. You took about 5 or 6 seconds out of the chasing pack, did you?
I'm not sure, Oisin, what it is. I think we took 8 out of Brian Brogan, but with a nice safer through it, nice tidy. Went hard, but nice and tidy, you know.
Yeah. Gary, of course, went off earlier today. Thankfully, himself and Paul are okay on the Gary Gort stage. But you're now in the lead of this event. And you're going to try and drive your own rally from here on in, are you, Manus?
Ah, definitely. I'm devastated that Gary's gone. You know yourself, the history between me and Gary, they were scored to settle, and I suppose it's just as long as they're okay. But no, tactically, we're going to have to try and push on, keep the car nice and straight and safe, and see if we can get out the other end.
Okay, we'll see you later on today. Manus Kelly, well done.
Thank you, Josh.
Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, they are the leaders of the National Rally. Brian Brogan, of course, is the chairman of the Motor Club, going well, sitting second overall unofficially. We see it after eight stages now, Brian. You lost a bit of time to Manus in there. You lost around 8 seconds or so, but still second that we make it. Are you comfortable at the moment?
Aye, we're grand, aye. Manus had a good run there in that last one, you know, to be fair. He said the car's high geared, and he must have showed it down the far side of it there, for us. We were trying our best on it too, but still high, it's early yet, you know, and there's a bit of a pace to go here.
How's the chairman duties going this weekend for you?
It's all over to him, and I'll fair play to him. I'll pat him on the back.
Yeah, give you the best of luck with the rest of the runs. Brian Brogan, of course, Damien McGinnigan, the son of Seamus, in a Mark II Escort, sitting in second position in the National. We'll go to County Tyrone man for Cookstown, Adrian Hetherington. Going well, third overall in the National. Are you happy with how those two opening stages have gone, Adrian?
Well, the first one didn't go at all, for us anyway, because Gary McPhillis went off on it. But the second one, we were okay. We took two out of Brian there, but Manus took six out of us. So I think, I wish though I had went faster.
There might be a bit of rain in the afternoon. Will that suit you?
It doesn't really suit anybody. I suppose we'll just have to adapt to it like all the rest, you know.
Okay, keep on the pace. Good man, Adrian Hetherington. Third in the National. Just quickly, we've got Damien Turish here. Damien also battling out in the top five of the Nationals coming off Knockala. How was the classic stage for you?
Classic stage was good now. It's very good. Can't complain.
The car going well?
Car's going good. Just been, Donald says here, it's been like at school. Trying to play with the big boys, so we just have to keep learning.
Okay, and you're enjoying it?
Yep, loving it.
Good man, Damien Turish, Donal McAlinney, and another Mark II. We'll speak to one more guy, Greg, and then we'll go back to you. We're going to speak to Damien Geller and Brendan McElhinney, up into fifth in the National. They're sitting in sixth. It's glorious sunshine here in Donegal on day two, and I would say that stage in Knockala was fantastic to drive through once again, Damien.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Ocean's right. Only the issue I had on a bit of a break for you, but that's just punishing the 13-inch wages, but it's nice to complain about the heat for a change in Donegal, isn't it?
Yeah. What's it like being in the top five? Are you going to try and chase some of these boys down now, are you?
I'll try and give it a go. I'll give it a go on there, but I mean, you know, Manus and Brian and them's away out of there in a whole different ballgame at the minute, but we'll see. Keep plugging away. You never know. It's a long event yet.
Okay, thanks for talking to us, Damien Geller.